All right. All right, let's go to Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19. Just going to read one verse. That'll be enough.
Yes.
Yeah. I looked, I think when I did this, I think the last time we were in Leviticus was July the 8th. So, it's been a while. So, I've been thinking on it here and there ever since then, so, and before. Leviticus 19, verse 29. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Well, that's a pretty strong verse. I'm all the time preaching on verses that I've never heard anybody else preach on. Why is that? Well, we've been just going through Leviticus and there it is. We just come up on it. So one of the advantages of preaching through the Bible like this is that you're forced to deal with things like this that other people just don't want to deal with because it's too controversial. And it's not controversial, man. It's cut and dried, plain as day. Basic truth here. Now, I know that it's plain enough, but we're going to try to make it a little plainer. Here we go. The purity of the women is a wall against immorality for a nation, for a people.
Yes.
The purity of the women is a wall against the collapse of a society because of immorality and sin. I mean, right there it is. If you don't prostitute your daughter, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. There's the whole subject, see? If you don't take care of your daughters and you don't teach them right and they turn out to be this kind of woman, then your whole country is going to fall.
Yes,
your descendants, your children, your grandchildren are going to suffer greatly. I mean, they're going to be lost and destroyed because of it. Now, when the women are pure of heart and mind and body, there's hope for a people. Now, that is an important thing. If the women are pure of heart and mind and body, there's great hope for the people. Yes, there is. Are y'all listening? Now, these are important things. But when the women become profane and immoral, the whole land falls into whoredom and becomes full of wickedness, and is therefore doomed to judgment and destruction. So it all pivots on the women and their morality, their purity, whether they're pure and clean and holy, or whether they're profane and polluted and defiled. There's a big thing there. There's things I'd like to say a lot of times, and I don't go ahead and say them because, you know, there's verses in the Bible that I read some in Ezekiel the other day. Oh, my goodness. I can't read them in public. You say, the Bible? Well, go home and find them yourself. You see what I'm talking about. So the future of a nation or people depends upon its women being pure and not immoral and profane. Now, let me ask you, what do you think? Where are we at in this in our country right now? Women. Are they profane?
Yes.
Generally?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Defiled? Oh, yes. It said, do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore. I know that's a strong word. I don't like saying it, but it's in the Bible, and it is the Bible word. Do you know that prostitute there? That's the only time that word is used in the Bible.
Wow.
Right there. And it's a verb here.
Yes.
Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore. Now, all women start out as little girls. They're somebody's daughter.
Yep.
That's where these women come from. And all these profane women that we see now, they came from somebody. They were somebody's daughter that didn't pay any attention to this. Maybe never heard this and didn't care about it. That's why it's important that these things be preached. So, all women start out as little girls, and that is when they're made to be a pure woman or or they're caused to be a whore.
Absolutely.
It's when they're a little girl.
Yes. Amen.
Proverbs 22, verse 6, very common verse, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train her up. You teach her and point her in the right direction, and she'll go one way or the other. She'll either be pure or she'll be defiled. Now, there's a great vulnerability for parents and others when it comes to raising girls, though. Somehow, they're able to make us believe that they're less sinful than dirty old boys. Y'all listening to me now? You girls and women, maybe you don't understand this as well as men do. Maybe I didn't have any sisters, so maybe that's one reason that I see it a little different. But I've had three girls and three boys. So, I mean, I do know that girls are rotten as they can be, just like boys are rotten as they can be. But I also know that girls have a way. They just have a way of making you think that they're better than they are. Little girls are just so pretty and sweet, and we have a hard time seeing anything wrong in them unless they just really misbehave or act really ugly.
Yep.
That's right.
It's true.
They've got to do a lot more to make you think evil of them than a boy does.
Yeah.
A boy can just be there and everybody just says, ugh. But a little pretty girl, oh, she's just so sweet and she's just so pretty, and that's all she gets told and all she hears, and they're just so soft and innocent, and Liz is bugging her eyes at me back here. Like, I never heard this stuff. So little girls are very good at deceiving others, and that includes their parents. And you know, I've made mention of this before, but like back when Brother Wills was up here with that girls' home, and I remember some of them told us or something. Anyway, I realized it back then. They said that boys are a lot easier to deal with than girls in those homes, because a boy is just a boy, and he is, you can read him, but a girl is, man, she can deceive you so easy. Because she can pretend to be sweet and innocent and be as vile as she can be. And it's the way they're made, you know. You don't ever see a boy and say, oh, he's so pretty. It's girls that you think that about. Everybody does. God made him that way, to be that way. So there's the vulnerability for parents in this matter right here. You just can't hardly think evil of the little sweet girl. Especially if she's yours. Daddy, mama. You just can't imagine. You say, well, I know mine is. Well, yeah, but there's a two-sided thing there. You really want to think well of them more than you should think well of them. I hope I'm getting that across clear enough there. Just trying to point this out. Little girls are exposed to the same sinful world that men are. And their hearts and their minds are defiled just as much as little boys are. And it just doesn't show as much a lot of the time. Because you don't want to see it. And you're not looking for it there. You just think little boys are the ones that have those thoughts. And little boys are the little mischievous, mean, and think vile things and all of that. You don't think those little girls do, but they do. They can. They will. Little girls are also little. What they are? They're small females. And they are the weaker vessel. So they're more vulnerable to the deceit of sin and the world and the devil than other people. They're more vulnerable to be deceived. They'll believe a lie just like Eve did. And they'll jump. They'll swallow. They'll think. You know, they'll swallow this poison in words, just like Eve did. The devil lied to her, and she believed it. And it was an obvious lie, but she believed it. Because he just reasoned with her and played with her mind a little bit, just a little bit. And that's all it took. And she fell for it. I'm saying, we're on subject here, man. We're right on the subject. Little girls have to be watched after, or they go the wrong way. Because this is where they're made, one way or the other. Now, they're going to be one way or the other. They're going to be virtuous, or they're going to be a whore. You're not my little girl. Never, never. Well, where did all these come from? The world's full of them. Much more common. And really, you know, the world's always been that way to a certain extent. Who can find a virtuous woman? Somebody don't take care of business. All right, now we're going to get into stuff here. Seeing and hearing sexual talk and uncleanness does something to a little girl that you won't know about until you see its effects years later. Being exposed to things that focus on sex and sexiness when they're little. You know, like Barbie dolls, for one thing. Will show the ugly fruit when they come of age and start to develop themselves. Being exposed to things that focus on sex and sexiness and that kind of thing that puts that desire. It says, the Bible says, do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore. Well, which way are you directing her? With stuff like that. With, and I've got a whole bunch more to say here. But they'll start to, I mean, you'll see the effect of it when they start to come of age. And then you won't, you have unleashed something that you can't get a handle on again. When, I mean, you'll see it come out all of a sudden, and you'll be shocked and realize what they're thinking, how they look at life, what they want, what they've developed in themselves, and the lust that they have that you can't do nothing about. And you're going to wonder, and I'm telling you tonight, where it comes from and where it starts. How does a parent prostitute their daughter? Do not prostitute thy daughter. How do you do it? All right, well, let me read you some definitions. You know I always do that. It helps us to understand clearly. To prostitute, a verb. It means to offer freely to a lewd use or to indiscriminate lewdness. To offer. Don't prostitute your daughter. Don't offer her. Yep. How do people offer? Well, I see it all the time. They offer them on Facebook all the time.
Yep.
Yes, sir. They offer them when they take them to town. Barely dressed or dressed immodestly. They offer them all the time by not teaching them to have a meek and quiet spirit. And not to be looking at people and gazing at people, and especially men. All right, now prostitute means to offer freely to a lewd use. Well, what does lewd mean? Well, lewd means given to the unlawful indulgence of lust. Addicted to fornication or adultery. Dissolute. Lustful. Libidinous. All right. Do you understand all those words? I didn't think you did, so I looked them up too. Dissolute. It means loose in behavior and morals. Given to vice and dissipation. Wanton. Lewd. Luxurious. Debauched. Not under the restraints of law, as a dissolute man, a dissolute company, vicious, wanton, devoted to pleasure and dissipation, as a dissolute life. All right, so that's what prostitute. To prostitute means to point her in that direction. Libidinous. Well, you know what libido is, or libido, I don't know how they say it. Lustful, lewd. Having an eager appetite for venereal pleasure. You don't want your daughter to be like that.
No.
So why does so many turn out like that? Because somebody prostituted her. Oh my. Allowing anything that would weaken her resolve to be pure or that would incline her to be lewd is to prostitute your daughter. Allowing anything that would weaken her resolve to be pure. Allowing anything in her life that would incline her to be lewd. Anything you let her watch. Anything you let her read, see. People you let her be around.
Yes.
Yes. Modern dating is a prostituting your daughter.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no doubt about it. I mean, that's clear as a bell. Modern dating, the way they date. And that didn't used to be the way that people got together to get married. They used to court, not date.
Right.
Not the boy comes to the house, honks the horn, she comes out and gets in the car and goes with him who knows where. Or else she comes and gets him now. Or they meet up somewhere. And y'all know what it's all about, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There's nothing barred, nothing banned. Dating now is like animals mating in the barnyard. That's what modern dating is. And so to let your daughter date is to prostitute your daughter. You're putting her in the position where she's going to be tempted, where the opportunity is going to be there, and you're just, you might as well, that's just what you're doing. Letting little girls play with sexy dolls and sexy coloring books and sexy children's movies, etc., is prostituting your daughter. All these Disney movies, what do they promote? More and more and more. See, they don't promote sex, they're promoting queers now. And you didn't tell me they don't promote sexiness with all of this, all of these princesses and everything else? What is that all about?
Yep.
Is that a modest woman? Is that a virtuous woman that you're putting in front of her as a role model? Is that that's encouraging her to be a princess? Is that a wife?
No.
A mother?
No.
A chaste woman that has a meek and quiet spirit? Well, of course not. We all know what it is. And that is prostituting your daughter. You're putting it in front of her. You're telling her this is good and this is what you, and encouraging her to want to be like that.
Yep.
How many girls can be a princess?
No,
well, they can't.
Yeah.
So what are they going to be instead?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to them about boyfriends when they're just little girls.
Yes.
That's prostituting your daughter. You're training and encouraging them to be thinking about life the world's way instead of God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people do that? It always makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
It offends me greatly because I see, Jesus said, whosoever offends one of these little ones believes me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it offends me whenever somebody is probing a little girl like that. How many boyfriends you got?
Mm-hmm.
You got a boyfriend? 5-6-year-old girl.
Yes.
10-11-year-old girl.
Yes.
13-year-old girl.
No.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Mom and dad better have a talk with them if somebody else does that. Immediately.
Yes.
And say, that is wrong. That person don't know what they're talking about and they shouldn't have said that to you. You shouldn't be thinking about that, and you shouldn't be worrying about that, because they immediately think that's one of the vulnerabilities of little girls, is they're afraid they're going to be an old maid, and nobody will ever want them. And all girls, no matter how pretty they are, something in them thinks they're ugly, and they'll never get a husband. They have this fear.
Yes.
And so, that's what's expected. I should have a boyfriend. Well, I better get to looking. How you get a boyfriend? Well, everywhere she looks, they tell her how to get a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Dressing them in sexy clothes and letting them use makeup when they're little, and as they grow, even as they grow into young women,
yes.
letting them focus on being sexy
yep.
instead of focus on being a modest, virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you prostitute your daughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you remember, I don't know, some of you, I forget how young y'all are, but back in 96, we were in Mexico, that JonBenet Ramsey, remember that? Little bitty girl disappeared, and she was killed. But they had her in these beauty contests for little girls, and they do that. You know, they're still doing that.
A little worse than ever.
Yeah. But they, and then this, I was reading here a week or two ago about Netflix. Somebody was raising Cain about this movie they had on there that had all these little girls almost naked, dancing around and suggestive. I mean, it was a sexual movie with little bitty girls. Yeah. Prostitute your daughter.
Yeah.
You say, well, them people's awful. You let them watch stuff like that? You let them even know about stuff like that. Let them have friends who watch that kind of stuff. Prostituting your daughter. All this is training their mind to think of themselves in the future as sexy and promiscuous, not as a wife and a mother and a godly woman. That's not what they're... It's the goal they have in their mind for their life. That's what you got to work on when they're a little bitty girl. And so anything that you allow them to drink into their soul while they're little and their mind is a blank page and they're remembering everything they see and hear and you let that stuff be imprinted on them. Remember, they're a blank piece of paper that we write on with a permanent marker. And so if you don't want to prostitute your daughter, you better be very careful. What she sees, what she hears, who she's around, all the time she's growing up. How do you prostitute your daughter? Well, by using her as a prop for your pride. People just can't resist posting pictures of their girls on social media for everybody to gaze at. And it only takes an opportunity or suggestion. And parents are eager to put up the best pictures they can get of their daughters, but especially of their children, but especially their daughters. And it's become like an addiction that people have to get so many likes or loves on their post and all the comments about how beautiful the girls are.
Yeah, it's true.
I ain't done with this, so brace yourself. It's the human traffickers and the perverts of the world rely on that fact that you gotta have them likes and you like them comments and that you're so eager to post pictures of your kids and all of that. And that's how they keep their business going and prospering. Here in the last week, it was Daughter's Day. And so everybody's posting pictures of their daughters. Here's my daughters. It just passed, and everybody posted pictures of their daughters on Facebook for all the perverts and the human traffickers to shop through. That's what it is. Don't be stupid. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, then the son's day followed right after, and everybody put pictures of their sons up. I'm fixing to. Don't you ever wonder where all these days come from? I mean, there's Daughter Day, Son's Day, there's Potato Day, there's National Coffee Day, there's all of these things. Do you ever wonder who makes all these things where it's got this thing of letters, and if you can find the one letter that's different, you're a genius. As soon as you find it, share and like. You ever wonder who puts that up and why? I don't participate in anything. If they're trying, if they're asking me, if they're trying to trick me, if they're trying to sweet talk me into liking or sharing, I won't do it. They're harvesting your information. The human traffickers I read the other day were there's one every 30 seconds somebody's stolen, some little girl. Of all the human trafficking, 80% is girls and young women. You women better wise up.
Yep.
Better quit putting yourself out there. Your selfies, and answering all those things and giving all your information out. These things with all these questions about, have you ever did this and did that? And it's 50 things and you tell them everything you did.
Yeah.
And then the one I told you about here a while back said, if your social security number was a phone number, what would it be? And, you know, there's people dumb enough to jump for that. I guarantee you there's people dumb enough to jump for it. They're fishing. They're fishing all the time. That's all social media is about, is these perverts and these evil people trying to find pictures. And if you knew, if you could only know, if they would make it possible for us to be able to see, and they ain't going to do it, but if we could see who is going through our Facebook and our pictures and comments and trying to find out where you live and who you're daughters are and what they look like and where they're at and where they go to school and all about your life, you'd stop that stuff.
Yes, sir.
I searched this one, Daughter's Day. Didn't take nothing. I mean, it was easy as pie. I searched this one. Where do you think Daughter's Day 2020 started? What country? India. Started in India. Because they love their daughters so much over there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Where they all love their daughters so much, yes. India is one of the worst countries for human trafficking. I just typed daughter in Facebook, you know, in Facebook in your little search thing. Daughter. First thing that comes up is, I love my daughter. It's a group to post pictures of your daughters to show how much you love them and how proud you are of them. That Facebook group is based in Mumbai, Maharashtra. That's in India. It's the city that's the home of Bollywood. And it's the seventh most populous city in the world. 20 million people live there, and it's one of the centers of commerce in India and in the world. Well, now, if it's a center of commerce, what do you think's going on there?
Oh, yeah.
Trafficking. Yeah. And now, why would they put up a Facebook group called I Love My Daughter? Because there's lots of very naive, proud, rebellious,
yes,
ignorant mothers who will put their daughters' pictures right up there,
yep,
and give them everything they need.
Yep.
And it's happening, man. It's happening all the time. Don't prostitute your daughter. Don't put her out there for everybody to gaze at and to shop through. Think before you fall for one of those Facebook posts that ask you to share or to like some puzzle or whatever it is. When they're asking you to respond, they're fishing for your information so they can shop you or your children. You need to, man, you need to take that. That is a fact. That's the truth, I'm telling you. Do not prostitute your daughter. Why do you want them to look at it? Why do you want them to look at pictures of your daughter? Put it out there for the whole world. If you could only imagine the people who are looking at it and what they're thinking and what they would do if they could have the opportunity, you'd hide your daughter.
Yes, sir.
So, using her as a proxy, how do you prostitute your daughter? Well, a lot of mothers do it by using them for a proxy for their own fantasies and lusts.
Yes, sir.
It's always mother who's posting pictures of their daughters on social media. Ain't it?
Yes.
Do fathers do that very much? No, no. It's not a thing. It's not a thing that men do. Men know better. It's embarrassing how mothers will post pictures of their 12 to 18 or whatever year old daughters in suggestive poses, barely dressed, or wearing very immodest and sexy clothes and makeup like a Hollywood movie star. Man, I know some around here that they cannot hardly keep from it. I mean, every week you got to see pictures of their daughter who's 15 years old, maybe, that looks like she's 25 and so made up that you don't even know what she really looks like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a little girl.
Yes, sir.
Why? All right, now why? You just tell me, pray tell me. Why would a mother want her daughter, want to put her daughter out there for everybody to look at? All the men everywhere. And fix her up so that they will think thoughts like that about her daughter. What in the world?
Pride.
It's also mothers just living out their own fantasy. Somehow they're... Well, let me just say what I got written down here. They put those pictures up knowing very well that men and boys will salivate over their daughters. And somehow it gives that mother some kind of satisfaction and pride. That's messed up. It's evil. Mother is a whore. I know, that's terrible. But it's fact. And she's living out her lust through her daughter. She's hoping that somebody will say, she looks just like you. Boy, she looks like her mother. Pretty as her mother. You know, oh my. That is prostituting your daughter. And when you teach her to fish with that kind of bait, you'll not be happy with what she catches. I promise you. You'll be sorry, sorry. Any man with any character or godliness does not want a whore for a wife. So that only leaves the dregs. That only leaves the lewd fellows of the baser sort. Remember that word lewd, what I read to you a while ago that means? Lewd fellows. That's all that you're leaving for your daughter. You're putting her out there for them. You're not putting her out there for a godly man, a good man, a man, and all these women talk about being respected and all of that by men and being made sex objects, and they're the worst for doing it. That's all they got going for them.
They think.
That's all they got on their minds. The only way they know in this wicked, ungodly generation that we live in for a woman to get a man is to be a whore. And when you do that, you're not getting anything but the dregs of the men. Yes, sir. You're picking off of the bottom. You're digging out of the dumpster. It takes more than that to get a good man, to have a happy life, to have a good home and good children and a life worth living, that where you ain't eat up with shame and regret because of your defilement of the past. You generally don't see fathers prostituting their daughters like you see mothers prostituting their daughters. Now you just don't. And I'm going to say some things about the fathers here, but there's just a thing. Fathers know how men think. And when they look at their daughter, and then they look at some man looking at her, or they realize what men will think when they look at his daughter, they put the brakes on things. You ain't wearing that. But he's got to fight mama.
Yeah.
Because mama wants her to look sexy. Mama wants them boys after her. Mama wants her to be the popular one at school. Daddy don't. Not at that price. But fathers who have pornography in their house are prostituting their daughter. Because she might find it and look at it, and it'll very likely change the course of her life because of her polluted mind.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. So, fathers, you don't prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore? Better not do that.
Yes, sir.
Fathers who don't protect their daughters from those who would push or encourage her in the direction of impurity, including her mother, is guilty of prostituting his daughter. Did you hear me? A father who won't protect his daughter against everybody that's trying to push her that direction, including her mother, he is guilty of it.
Yes, sir.
So ultimately, fathers who don't protect their daughters from those who would pollute their minds and hearts with lust and uncleanness are prostituting their daughter too. You got to watch after them. You got to watch who talks to them. Watch what they're reading, what they're listening to, what they're being influenced by. Watch them, what gets their attention. I mean, you can see it when they're real little. And you better deal with it. So ultimately, it's the father's responsibility to see that his daughters are not defiled in their minds and hearts and bodies, and that they don't grow up to be immoral, unclean, profane women. So fathers must be the kind of men who can't be the kind of men who entertain or indulge themselves in or show pleasure and approval of lewd women. Do you hear me? I know that's a long sentence, but father must not be one who always is watching the women, and who's always a smiling, and who's always talking about women favorably who are like that. You better make it real ugly to the little girls. Father must. She's, you know, that's dirty. That's unclean. That's profane. That's unbecoming of a woman, a lady. Make sure that she understands that that's what you really think and feel about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
She'll pick up on the least little thing that you let slip, that where you're enjoying that. Morality is like a house of cards. You can remove one of several cards and the whole thing will fall down. It'll collapse. Men who encourage women to be immodest, immoral, and polluted are preparing their own destruction and the destruction of their offspring. Men who encourage women to be that way, to be immodest, to dress like they do. Why in the world do women not understand that men do not want their wife or their daughters dressing like this world dresses? Why do women have such a hard time with that? Or do they just not care? Yeah, but they want approval. They want acceptance. They want the praise. And they want all of this stuff from men. But what it takes to get it, they're not willing to do.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. I'll tell you just how it is. You know, if my wife dressed like that and went to work, I would think right now what's going on. I mean, I'd realize what's going on. She's fishing for something else. She's showing it to somebody else. She's dressing for somebody else, not me. Yeah. I mean, I ain't no fool. I'm old enough to have figured a few things out. I've watched it all my life. And women do that. When they make that choice, they dress different. They dress the part. They fix up the bait. And they cast their line. And that's what they're doing. Yep. Don't be sad when you see your daughter doing that.
Yes, sir.
Do not prostitute your daughter. Do everything in your power to shield her mind and heart from the profanity and the open whoredom that's all around us. And that's a big deal right there. I don't know how in the world you're going to do it. It's everywhere. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, It's all that's on everybody's mind, everywhere. You hear it in the talk, in the store. You see it on the signs. You can't, your phone, your whatever you look at that comes from this world, there it is. Yep. How are you going to shield them from it? Well, you better do your best. You better do your best to make them understand that it's evil and wrong. Same thing happened in Noah's day. Sons of God, they weren't angels. Those were the people of God, the men that were godly, saw the daughters of men of the world that they were fair to look upon. And they took them wives. They fell for it. Do everything in your power to teach her and mold her mind and heart into being pure and clean and holy. Stress to that little girl from the time she can talk and understand what you're saying, that she is some man's wife and she belongs only to him, even though she hasn't met him yet. You better get her mind to think that way.
Yes,
that she belongs to somebody and she's going to meet one of these days. And so nobody else has any right.
That's right.
See, that's crazy. That ain't crazy. Buddy, that's truth. You get her to thinking like that. You belong to somebody. One of these days, God will send him around and you'll meet him. But until you do, you keep yourself pure. You keep yourself only to him. That's a far cry from having her just looking the field over.
Yes.
And constantly, you know, prissing and primping and promoting and advertising and fishing. That's a far cry from that. That's chaste. That's holy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
It'll go a long ways toward keeping her from going that bad way. If she's little, from the time she's little, she's taught to think that way.
Yes.
To have that in her mind.
Absolutely.
Guard her closely from being defiled by someone else. Now, I don't know how in the world to stress it strong enough here. I would never let my girls stay away from home at night. You know, we never did do that. And if we did, it was grandma and grandpa or something. Never, never at anybody else's house. You better take heed. That's when it happens.
Yes.
That's when things happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Never leave her in the care of others. You sure better take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Never let her out of your sight when you're in public places.
Yep.
I mean, things can happen very quickly.
Oh, yes.
That defile. Defile not only the body, but the mind and the heart forever.
Yes,
it truly does mess people up.
Mm-hmm.
Preempt the damage that others can and will try to do by training and warning her ahead of time. Wait a minute. I thought I was done, but I ain't. Did y'all listen to that? Man, I'm giving you life-saving advice here. You have to be very careful about that when you do that and do it at the appropriate times as she grows up. You know, there's things you don't talk about with a 4-year-old girl, Gary. You know. But as she grows, you need to be on top of things and be able to say the right things at the appropriate times. So when her understanding is developed, and let me tell you something, you ought to keep your little girls as innocent as possible, as long as possible.
Yes, sir.
They don't need to know about sex and other things when they're little bitty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to know that until they're way bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, find it out somewhere. Oh, smart aleck, ignorant. Sure, they'll figure it out. They can watch animals and they can figure out some things. But I told my kids, and especially the girls, I said, I'll never lie to you. If you ask me a question, I'll answer you. But they asked me questions at times, and I had to tell them, now, you know, you're just not old enough for me to answer that. I'll answer you in the future sometime, but not. You know, I'm not going to tell you all about that right now. But if you want to know something, come to me and I'll tell you. I ain't going to lie to you. And you can explain things in a way that it's not dirty and obscene and profane. There's nothing profane about it in its right place.
That's right.
But little children are not equipped in their mind and their reasoning to assimilate all that knowledge when they're little. So don't tell them. And keep them from seeing it on TV and seeing it on their phone and seeing it in people out in public and hearing it talked about. I think it's terrible for little children to hear conversations. And I got something here about that. But don't say too much too early. Because that can also work for defilement in their little mind. They don't understand. And it'll foul up the reasoning. You know, have some wisdom about what you tell your kids and what you allow them to know. Well, don't be slothful. I'm just about done. Don't be slothful and careless with her soul, with her mind, and with her heart. If you cultivate her like a flower, she'll be one someday. But you leave her to herself and whoever else gets an opportunity to cultivate her, and you'll not like what she turns into, I promise you. Don't prostitute your daughter. Don't make her available for that. For lewd things and lewd uses, and don't make things available for her where her mind will go there. That's how you prostitute your daughter. Above all, teach her to love God and then be real yourself. Live a consistent life of purity and holiness before her that she can see and not despise. That's all important. Pray for her and for her soul and for her future husband and children. And not only our family and offspring are at stake, but our whole nation and people depend on how we raise our daughters. And you're going to, when you raise daughters, you're either going to prostitute them or you're going to raise them to be godly, virtuous women. Now, I mean, it ought to be common sense. Anybody ought to be able to understand. And the things I've said here tonight are just a skim off of the surface. But we're living in a defiled, ungodly time. I mean, we're living in a septic tank morality. And it's hard to raise children when we're exposed to everything. And, you know, we're all connected. I tell you, I don't know. I don't know if we can do it, staying all connected like we are and all, you know, face to face with the world all day long, every day. I don't know. It's going to be a miracle if you raise daughters that don't turn out like the rest of them. But here's some basic things right here. You can train up a child in the way he should go, even in times like this. You can't, you know, you say, well, you can't shelter him from everything. No, you can't. So what are you supposed to do about it? Just throw him out there and say, do the best you can. No, that's pretty stupid. You teach him the truth. That's right. You teach him the truth. You teach him God's ways. And you live it before them. And you do it diligently like God said to do with His law. Teach it to your children diligently.
Yes.
And keep it before them all the time. Make it real to them. Show them God's way. It's the better way.
Yes.
Don't go the way of the world. Teach them from a child. And you got a chance. you got a chance of keeping the world and the devil from getting them. Little girls, boy, you better hold them close. They require more care. Little boys do too. I mean, I'm not saying they'll be okay. No, they won't. About everything we said here that applies to the girls applies to the boys just as well. Because boys, well, I don't want to start another sermon, but I mean, boys are different. And it's very hard for them in a society that's eat up with whoredom. It is very hard for a young man to keep himself pure. It's harder than it is for a girl. So somebody better start raising good girls. It's the only hope. You know, I never heard anybody say that. Well, you did now.
Yes.
Raise some good girls. And then, amen. All right, Father, thank you for the Word of God. It's true. It's true. It's true. Everything we've said here tonight is true. I believe it. I pray you'd help us. Help all these that have young children and little girls. Lord, in such a terrible time as we live in, so dangerous and so vulnerable and so risky to do anything, to go anywhere, to be a part of anything. Lord, pray you give these young families wisdom in raising these children. And Lord, they need much, much more than we had, and we didn't have enough for sure that we needed. Please help them. I just want to help people with this. It's not anything, but I just see the danger. And I read the Word of God and the warning here and the command. And so, Lord, I've just tried to explain it best I can. I pray you'd bless it and it'd be heard and applied. And not only among us here, but other people that hear this, I pray they'd take it to heart and raise little girls that'll be godly, virtuous women that, like Esther and others in the Bible, might be the instruments to save the generation in Jesus' name. Amen.